This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
Brothers and sisters, it is true, you and I may not have had the best Ramadan so far. Perhaps we're still struggling with certain habits. Perhaps hearts are still rock solid. Perhaps laziness hasn't changed much. Perhaps eyes still remain without tears. But there is something still worse than all of what you just heard. That is to doubt the enormous opportunity that's now ahead of you to not only catch up, but potentially outshine others as well, and be written amongst the eternally happy ones with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That opportunity is still there. And that is why Imam Ibn al-Jawzi, he said, إِنَّ الْخَيْلَ إِذَا شَارَفَتْ نِهَايَةَ الْمِضْمَارِ بَذَلَتْ قُصَارَ جُهْدِهَا لِتَفُوزَ بِالسِّبَاقِ. He said that whenever horses race and they draw closer to the finish line, they exert their maximum effort at that last moment to win. And then he says his beautiful words, فَلَا تَكُنِ الْخَيْلُ أَفْطَنَ مِنْكَ. Therefore, beware of allowing horses to be wiser than you. فَإِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Because actions are by their endings. And then he says, فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا لَمْ تُحْسِنِ الْإِسْتِقْبَالَ لَعَلَّكَ تُحْسِنُ الْوِدَاعَ. Because if you didn't do very well in the reception of Ramadan, in the beginning, you may do very well in the farewell of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, ahead of you are the last 10 nights of Ramadan, which means that the finish line is ever so close. This is when hearts must break like never before, at the doorstep of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honestly, and if you're true to Him, to Allah, then rest assured, He shall not disadvantage you by your slow start in the least. And that is why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said, Al-ibratu بكمال النهايات لا بنقص البدايات. What matters the most are excellent endings, not so much faulty beginnings. Excellent endings, not so much faulty beginnings. Don't worry about it. Move and proceed and continue. Besides, even in the example that was set by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, the effort which he would exert in the first 20 days of Ramadan was very different to the level of effort that he would exert in the last 10 days of Ramadan. His wife Aisha, she said just that. She said, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَجْتَهِدُ فِي رَمَضَانَ مَا لَا يَجْتَهِدُ فِي غَيْرِهِ. She said that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم would exert a huge effort with respect to worship in the month of Ramadan more than any other month. But listen to what she then says. She says, وَفِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْهُ مَا لَا يَجْتَهِدُ فِي غَيْرِهِ. And his effort during the last 10 nights of Ramadan was greater than all of the nights before it. So why are you shooting yourself down? Why are you closing a door that Allah has still kept wide open for you? Why are you conceding defeat when your Lord is still inviting you to succeed, my dear brother, my dear sister? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the best of our deeds the last of them, and to make the best of our days those days where we finally meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ameen.
Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.